You're listening to SBS News.
Counting down to the party of the decade. Sydney is gearing up for a fireworks extravaganza to bring in 2020. Organisers say it's going to be the biggest show yet, with more than 100,000 pyrotechnic effects set to light up the Harbour Bridge. Fireworks director Fortunato Foti has worked on every New Year's Eve since 1997.
The displays will feature a palette of contrasting colours and dynamic effects to complement and enrich the Sydney's New Year's Eve fireworks. This New Year's Eve will feature an extra 500 fireworks off the Sydney Harbour Bridge across 175 firing points, bringing the total shot count to 6,500 individual cues just from the bridge alone.
It's expected 1 million people will attend the event and a billion more will be watching across the world. City of Sydney says the symphony of light, colour and sounds will be the most choreographed display to date. Lighting designer Ziggy Ziegler says audiences will be wowed by a sparkling beam of light which will shoot up into the sky from the top of the Harbour Bridge.
It's going to be right on top of the Harbour Bridge behind us here, right on top and incredibly bright. We're thinking it's going to be between 16 and 20 billion candela in brightness, which should make it the brightest beam in the Southern Hemisphere. And what better way to represent the people of Australia coming together?
Drawing on a theme of unity, City of Sydney announced the Refugee Council of Australia as its new official charity partner for New Year's Eve. Syrian refugee George Najarian says it's a chance to visualise a future where all Australians can open their hearts to those in need.
Let us not forget that we are all humans and we are all living in this beautiful country and on this beautiful earth. And let us all welcome refugees and people who are seeking asylum, because this is what we really need.
But not everyone is supporting this year's $6.5 million celebration. As more than 100 bushfires continue to burn across New South Wales, online petitions calling for the show to be scrapped have gathered thousands of signatures. Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, refused to cancel the fireworks and instead pledged to use New Year's Eve to help raise money for drought and fire victims.
We're harnessing the enormous power of this great event to raise more money for the Australian Red Cross Disaster Relief and Recovery Fund. We encourage all people to visit our city on New Year's Eve and those watching at home to donate to this fund via our online fundraiser.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.